God is at work, though we might not yet see. God is at work, though we might not yet see. I shared with the group gathered for the Wednesday night healing service about a book I recently discovered. It's a book for young children, very young children. But underlying the story that the book tells is a deep, universal truth, which is, God is at work, though you might not yet see. The name of the book is Waiting, written by Kevin Hanks. And it tells the story of five toys sitting on a windowsill, an owl, a puppy, a bear, rabbit, and a pig, each watching and waiting for a particular thing. The owl is waiting for the moon. You see, owls hoot in the moonlight. The puppy waits for snow, because this puppy has a sled. The bear has a kite, and he is waiting for wind. The pig has an umbrella and waits for rain. And the rabbit, well, the rabbit just likes to wait with friends. Though they cannot see what they are waiting for, the moon is coming. The snow is out there, somewhere, as is the rain and the wind. Each of the toys sit on the sill, waiting, waiting for that which they hope. God is at work, though you might not yet see. Our gospel this morning continues the narrative about John the Baptist, the one we met last week living in the wilderness, eating locusts and honey, proclaiming that God was indeed at work, preparing the world for the coming of the Messiah as he pointed to Jesus. Repent, he shouted to the crowds. But John's shouts of repentance went beyond the wilderness and into the courts of King Herod, who threw him in jail. John, the fiery prophet who proclaimed Jesus is coming. John, the fearless messianic herald who drew large crowds and rebuked religious leaders. John, the one before he even took his first breath, leapt in his mother's womb at the presence of the divine. John, the one who saw the heavens open up and the Spirit of God descend like a dove on the newly baptized Jesus, this same John is now pacing in a small cell and wondering if all his ministry has been for nothing. He sends a messenger to Jesus. Tell me if God is at work. I desperately need to see it, Jesus. Are you the one? John has gone from clear certitude to shadowy doubt, from a heavenly light to the darkness of a jail cell. Jesus, are you the one? I'm no longer sure I recognize you. How many of us have uttered the same prayer? Oh, dear God, are you working on this? I can't tell. And Jesus answers, look again. God is at work. The blind receive their sight. Those who have lost their footing are walking again. Lepers are clean. The dead have found life. Those in need have received good news. John, do you see? God is at work, though you might not be seeing. I have to imagine John answering Jesus with, you know, a simple yes or no right now would be quite helpful. But Jesus refuses to give a straightforward answer. Maybe because he knew John was looking for something of the spectacular, something that would throw rulers off their thrones and conquer those in power. Maybe Jesus is telling John that God is working behind the scenes, and that he might consider reassessing his understanding of who and what a Messiah is. John might need to stretch his imagination of what the presence and power of God looks like. And herein is the rub for us on this third Sunday of Advent, just 2 weeks from Christmas, when we will once again be inviting the newborn Christ into our hearts. Will we recognize Christ? Several years ago, a national news agency videotaped people who were commuting on the DC Metro subway. Over 1,000 people passed through the station, walking past a violinist playing. Most of the people were too busy to stop and enjoy the music, though a few did, briefly, and some even tossed a few coins or dollars into the violin case. It seemed to most, though, that it was just another ordinary day on the metro. Except it wasn't ordinary. The violinist wasn't just another street performer. He was Joshua Bell, one of the world's finest concert violinists, and he was playing his multi-million dollar Stradivarius. Just 3 days earlier, he had filled Boston's Symphony Hall with people who had paid $100 a seat to hear him play. The question that the news agency was investigating was simple. Have we been trained to recognize people outside the context that we would expect to encounter? Do we recognize beauty in places other than where we expect to see beauty? Or to put it another way, can we recognize great music anywhere outside of a concert hall? And for us, to bring it home to us, can we recognize God at work in our conversations when the talk is not necessarily about God? Or when the activity is on something other than the church's calendar? Now, I'm not telling you that church is not important. In fact, I'm actually saying that it is most important, because it is at church that we learn to recognize God at work. We practice recognizing God at work. How much fun it is to see a coworker or a neighbor discover his or her passion or a new direction in life. Perhaps that's God at work. How moving it is to see the love from a compassionate caregiver. Perhaps that's God at work. How delightful it is to see the sparkle of life in the eyes of a friendly cashier or a teacher with the desire to inspire learning in a student. Perhaps that's God at work. How thankful we are for the accountants, the engineers, the people who work to advance technology, the healthcare workers and the public servants, the moms and the dads, the grandparents and the neighbors, all who take part in the life of our community. Perhaps in each of them and in us, God is at work. And each one of you, hear this. God works through you. God works through your words, your smiles, your listening. God can even work through your faults or your impatience. When you might not see it, God is at work. You see, we are like the toys in the book, sitting on the windowsill, watching and waiting. The puppy dog with his sled waits for the snow, and though he doesn't see snow, he believes it will come. The pig with the umbrella waits for rain. It will come. The bear with the kite waits for wind. Can't see it, but it's there. The owl is watching and waiting for the moon, and it will come. It always comes. And the rabbit, well, we are like the rabbit, on a sort of windowsill, eyes peering out, watching and waiting for God together. You know, if you happen to be outside on a quiet moonlit evening, slow down and listen very carefully and wait. You just might hear the owl's hoot.